Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys, how's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by the 1890 Initiative. Live from Lincoln, America, here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Thursday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. You already knew it would happen, but the TV outside, it is on the British Open. Not the Open Championship, they want to call it that. It's still the British Open to those who respect golf and how it's always been called.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's right.
Commentary right out of the gate.
That's
how about that?
Right, that's right.
Man.
The British Open is what it's called and what it should always be called, not the Open Championship.
Hey, Jake, that was interesting. So they try to call it the Open Championship.
That's what it's officially called right now, is the Open Championship. But for those who have watched golf for a long time, you guys have been, you haven't watched a ton of golf, but it's the British Open more than I have. But it's always been called the British Open, not the Open Championship.
Correct.
See, Bill understands.
I do understand.
His first comment was this morning, what's the weather like over there? Because it's always nasty. I see no rain yet, but wind.
It looks pretty nice.
As you would assume, not a sight of sun at all. It's always cloudy and miserable over there.
No sunscreen needed.
Somebody's pretty spicy today.
He's a little spiced up.
I love that shirt.
Just a straight black shirt?
Black polo. That shirt, yeah.
Okay.
Goes with your car. Shirt. Goes with your car.
There's been a breach.
What kind of breach?
Breach in security. Ben's pulled a fast one on us, which we are unaware of. Ben's been listening to Song of the Day. Remember when he made the statement? When he made the statement, it's not very good today. We found out today, not so fast, Seabass. Yeah. Not so fast. So today,
we would call the secret security, but I don't think they can get to the bottom of it. So we might have to handle this on our own.
All of a sudden, I'm in there this morning, all of a sudden the song comes on. Well, Ben's been listening to this song, so when he made the prognosis that I don't think it's going to be very good today,
He's known.
It had been previewed.
He's denying. He's denying.
And once it started, the song started to play, and then Jake's whoa,
what are you doing?
What are you doing? You know what he did right away? What do you think he did? The youth would know. Went right to start looking at his phone. He started looking at his phone. He started thumbing through Twitter.
Bill then said, what? You said what, Tim, at that point?
Are you an on-call heart surgeon? If you're not, I don't think you'd be on your phone right
now.
We have a problem going with Song of the Day. Security breach. So
now, this is sacred here's the ground, deal. There's Bennett. Times where I have dubbed in the Song of the day before, and sometimes Ben is actually here. He comes in the afternoons for a quick hour to do some stuff, and he's heard it then. This morning I dubbed it in, and I had the volume down intentionally on the speaker so you couldn't hear it. I knew what I was doing, and I look back, and Ben, I see Bill in there. I said, no, I don't want Bill to hear this. And Ben pipes it up. I said, no!
He pumped up the volume.
And he said, I wanted to hear the song. That's the point of Song of the Day. You don't hear it until it plays, Ben.
That's a breach.
That's a breach. It's been, and I'll never get over it. I'll never get over it.
The trust factor has gone away.
Benjamin.
7 Mile. Bennett. Benjamin,
you're going to have to work to get our trust back.
Yes.
Now, that's got
to
start.
Not only did he listen to it right now. He turned it up.
He cranked it up.
That's got to start right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Right this minute.
You got to get your trust back.
Yeah.
The trust back in you, young Ben.
Oh, man. I wasn't ready for that.
There was a breach.
Yeah, I wasn't ready for that.
I looked back and said, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. Keep the volume down. And then I know what I'm doing.
I thought this was going to be more lighthearted.
Then I didn't know what to do either because I don't want to hear Song of the Day because I love.
Now you know it. I mean, when Fat Bottom Girl started.
I had no idea. What if I had known that ahead of time?
No fun.
No fun zone.
Hey, don't. Oh, God. I did not expect that.
There has been a breach is indeed a
correct thing.
Yeah.
Young Ben.
Ben, you're fine. I'm kidding. You're fine. No, you're not fine. You got to be better. Yeah, you got to be better.
Be better.
I told you, and I did say the words to you, Song of the Day is sacred.
It is sacred.
I said that to you just like 2 days ago. We've bonded over the Columbus connection, and I said that.
Suburbs versus city.
You're both suburbs.
And why it matters today more is that Rick Heyman's not with us today. He's gone. So it's my song today. And so now Bill, you know, has an idea what that is. And Ben knows what it is.
I can't name the song. Okay.
I hope you forget it by that point.
It was loud. I can't name the song.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, that's good.
This was a lot to deal with. The other thing we have to deal with that Bill didn't know about, we got tickets yesterday on our cars. I did. I got a ticket. Now, there's serious stress now.
Well, here's the problem. I'm calling the city out in this one. Now, hear me. You understand why? RAF got a ticket also. They're not supposed to start checking those until 8:30.
It was 8:27.
Yeah. Is that 8:30 or is that 8:27?
It's 8:27.
I'm pretty sure the sign says 8:30 to 6 on there. If it's 8 to 6, it's my bad. I thought it was 8:30 to 6. So if there is a ticket prior to 8:30, you have a case against the city. On that,
and we will take this to court.
Yes,
we will go. This will go to the highest.
We will take this as far as we need to take.
As far as you need to take it, we're going to go.
Well, I want to check that post, make sure it says 8:30. Because if it's 8:30, you are clear.
This could be a chance for Ben,
should be an invalid ticket if it's 8:27 in an 8:30 zone.
This is a chance for young Ben to get some trust back during the break. If he goes out and checks the meter, what's the time say on it? Yesterday I honked at Ben, scared him pretty good, didn't I, Ben? You're getting in your car, and I laid on the horn.
I heard it.
Just scared the crap out of him.
I heard it. I heard you do it. I was amazed by it.
Now, on a serious note, Sip, you made an important trip to the dentist yesterday, and it sounds like a miracle has happened.
No, it's not a miracle.
It sounds like a miracle to me.
Certainly not. I've told you all along, and we've had this conversation for 8 years. I am a very, intent brusher. I mean, I think about what I'm brushing, what I need to do.
How long do you brush for?
I don't know. Twice a day. I usually go. I have my own system I don't want to get into. Nobody cares about.
With hot water.
No, let's go through your hygiene in general.
It's important.
Bill recommended a dentist to me, Sartori.
Peter
Sartori. And it was a fabulous experience. I don't mind saying it. Okay. It's fine. I mean, he's not giving me any kickback. But I hadn't been to the dentist for 50 years, 48 years.
It's 50 years.
But I would tell you, I would say not only was it not a bad experience, I would call it a good experience. It was really, they handle everything well. It's comfortable. Anissa was the helper.
Did you stay in jeans?
I made a very good decision on the jeans.
What was that?
I
still wear them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a good.
Was there any comment on the
there
jeans?
Was. There was breakers in the building.
Was there?
Yeah. There's breakers in the building.
Wow.
He asked me what kind of jeans I had on.
These are my dentist jeans.
Yeah. But I was glad I wore them. I felt a lot more comfortable with the jeans on, and that it was just what I envisioned. You're sitting back and. You know,
so you knew what a dentist's office looked like in your mind.
Yeah,
nice.
But no one was looking at you from the other side, be concerned about the jeans versus shorts
not necessarily. But I was interested. They let me keep my cap on too. But anyway, yeah, no cavities. I have a wisdom tooth issue, so he's gonna pull a wisdom tooth out. After probably the three or four weeks,
you should do all four of them at one time. Just go.
Well, I got three of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's gonna pull all three, but over a period of a year. But he's got to get the troublesome one out.
That's three visits in a year for you.
Yeah,
after zero.
But
for
he
50.
Said once we get these wisdom teeth out, you're good probably for the rest of your life. He said you have extremely strong teeth, no cavities. Mm-hmm. He says it's a bit of a marvel, but he said some people just have good. They just get lucky genetically. I told you all along, Jake. I never had any problems. Like, I never had any pain.
Okay, that's fine. You don't have to have pain to have a cavity. It can just appear sometimes without pain. No.
Okay.
Obviously, it's a good sign there's a cavity if there's pain, but it's not always pain.
Colgate fights that.
Colgate.
Okay. Colgate.
Colgate and not Crest for Steve Zippel. That's the secret to 48 years plus of no cavities.
I thought you used Close-Up.
I did. I did. Remember back in the day when it was.
Oh, yeah. You still some Close-Up.
It was like, it was a different kind of gel.
It was a gel, and it was the kissing toothpaste.
Gel.
Yeah.
And I don't think it did anything good for your teeth.
I don't think so either. If you have a date, get some Close-Up. Hang on, I'll whip in here, get some Close-Up quick. That was a great.
I don't think they have it anymore.
I don't think they do either. What a brand it was.
You know what? I don't think they have Close-Up.
The best thing going now is that the toothpaste. In better times, it's returned to the tube. Remember for a while they had the pump?
Yeah.
And then when the pump...
The pump's no good.
If there'd be some left, you couldn't get it out. That was it. The miracle of the tube is there's always one more brush.
Gosh, dang
how many times did you have your toothbrush down and you'd lay that flat and you'd work it and work it and work it?
How often do you cut it open?
Cut it open. Dry
cut
everything.
Cut it open, yeah. I've
got
cut it,
down,
it open.
Cut it, you get down to the end. Yeah. You can't do that with the tube. But guess what? Tube's gone. You don't see that anymore.
No, the tube's still
tube's
with
here.
It. Tube's here with us. It's the what do you call that other thing they had? The pump.
The pump. I mean, yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah, the pump. Yeah, the pump is gone.
The pump is gone.
That was Aquafresh, I think, started with the pump.
God, that's a bad idea. Yeah, you know, right, though? Better times.
That's better times.
Yeah, better times is still with us, though. Colgate has not changed anything. It's like Coke or Dr. Pepper. It's the same.
I have my toothpaste. I'm bottom up. I have a plan with my toothpaste.
Yeah, so is Trix.
My wife has no plan.
I'm like Laura.
She squeezes right from the middle.
I'm like Laura.
Squeezes right from the middle.
I'm just like Laura. Yeah. Trix is always from the bottom.
Yeah, working.
And if you use that, it's trouble.
Yeah. Better times.
8.6 on this conversation.
8 points. Thanks.
What's
thanks,
that, Ben? Ben, what is... Oh, 8-6.
So I'm wrong. I've been wrong for years on the situations.
I will have to be leaving the show early.
Yeah, so
from
good.
Now on. So
much for the spillover.
So much for this. Jake, there's no more... Yeah, the game show needs to start a lot earlier.
There were two men out there yesterday writing tickets. Right outside the ticket.
So they came after us personally. They're like going, they're like.
Yeah, that was like personal.
It was personal. Those guys, they're really funny. Those guys from 6 to 8, those guys think they're really jovial on the radio.
Let's see what they got.
Let's see what they got now.
Let's dance.
Let's dance.
I've received a picture in the text line from Thunder Not Collins on the text line. It's a picture. Is this it? With Close-Up. A purple container with a little red in there. It says Cinnamon Blast, Close-Up, Fresh Breath. Fights bad breath while gently whitening.
I don't remember Close-Up. Cinnamon Blast, but
no, it's right there. Yeah, I'm still that. Seeing potentially it might still be with us.
I'm glad we got into this toothpaste discussion.
Cinnamon Blast. No, Close-Up was a gel, and you could get red or green.
Okay.
Yeah, the red was the main one. That was
when it was hot.
Things are going down. Where are you guys going? Going to Chesterfield's?
Where are we not going?
He's cracking himself up. Easy. God, Ben's here.
Ben, sorry.
Played song of the day for me this morning at 5:45.
You saw
hey,
me
Bill, you want to hear this quick? They turn it up for you.
Incredibly disappointing.
I'm sitting in here, and they're over there. I said, I can hear him. Like, no! Put it down!
I hear the voice. I hear Jake did. Yeah. No!
That's what I said. That's exactly what I did, Ben. I know what I'm doing here.
That's a lot.
The volume down.
That's a lot, Ben.
Unbelievable.
Ben, it's more like parents that the best part
was the whole thing was Ben has been listening and then going like, I don't know so much about the song today. A little average.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, yeah, it is. Ben's been... Oh, he's a psychic.
Cheating.
Yeah,
he's cheating.
A psychic. No, he's not. He's not a psychic.
He's been listening
early.
To the song.
He just gets in early.
Ben.
God, seven-mile Ben.
Come on, man.
Ben. We're like parents that are aghast right now. We have to deal with this now.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have something to deal with.
There's just certain things with your kids. You're kind of like, yeah, whatever. Okay. I remember that when I was a kid. I thought all of a sudden you hit one.
Not this.
You hit one of these, like, sit down.
Yeah.
Sit down.
Yeah. And then you got to talk to the wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a take Ben. For you, Sip,
what?
On the situation with the dentist. Someone says, don't mess around with three visits. Do it all at one time. A third of the downtime, a third of the pain. Why go through that three times?
Because it's insurance purposes.
Okay.
I mean, you get it all covered if you do it over time.
I also told him, I said, do it on a Friday.
Yeah.
Do it on a Friday. Get through the weekend. Tell you, it's kind of like the...
He said that too, by the way.
Did he?
The doc.
Peter's really sharp. He's probably
Sartori's sharp, dude.
Yeah, it's incredible.
I could imagine him doing like Tony Soprano's teeth.
Yeah, he would definitely, he's a dude. He would work well with the mafia.
Yeah. Yes. He's a dude, Jake. I mean, if you're going, yeah. I mean, the best way I can say it is it was not, you know, you always think, oh, I got to go to the dentist. It's going to be horrible. There's nothing horrible about it. I mean, it was sort of interesting.
Let me tell you this one. I go to see the dentist because I've having some work done back here. So, and Peter's...
Where?
Back here. So, Peter's the one helping me. Guess the last time that Peter saw me?
A year ago.
No, he had me come in on July 4th. The 4th of July.
Really?
4th of July. He met me and my daughter, Olivia, and he was in golf clothes because he was going golfing, him and his son. But he still has said, why don't you guys just swing in on July 4th? Nothing's open. They're going golfing. It's July 4th.
Wow.
He came in. That's what he does. That's what he come.
He's a dude.
Yeah.
Sartori's good. Excellent. I mean, A for the experience. A plus. And it wasn't even. They took x-rays. It was interesting. The most interesting, they x-rayed every tooth. You know, they x-ray.
Well, and it's been 48 years, I hope.
Yeah, it was
so.
Time.
At that point. Yeah.
There's a lot of x-rays going on.
Did you do the 360?
Nah.
Yeah, but there's a 360 one you stand in, and you put your chin on it, and it whips around your whole head.
That's a good one.
That's a cool one.
Yep.
Yeah. Ask for it next time.
Yeah, it was a fascinating thing.
No cavities for 48 plus years for Steve Sipple. Mm-hmm. It's very impressive.
Yeah.
Very impressive.
It was welcome. I told Bill, and Bill, again, credit to Bill for setting me up with Dr. Sartori.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
Men. When we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys, how's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
I was playing out all the doomsday scenarios in my head yesterday morning.
What was the worst thing that you had?
Dentures.
All the way to dentures.
Pulled all your teeth.
Yeah, they're going to all go out. They find some infection rare in my gums, and all the teeth are going to have to go out, and I'll just have dentures. No. No, he said if we pull.
That is doomsday.
Yeah, it was doomsday. Doomsday or doomsday would be you have to pull some front teeth, and you'll have to just go with that for a while.
That's one of my dreams. Yeah, you don't have the recurring dream. One of my recurring dreams is I've got that my front teeth are loose.
Yeah.
And they're going to come out. It's a weird dream. True story. Yeah, it's really weird. You wake up, you're happy. You're going, oh, I got my teeth. That's cool. So if I had a buzz near tomorrow morning, didn't have any teeth, it'd be
bad.
It'd be weird.
It'd be bad.
It'd be super weird.
It happens to people.
Yeah. Last thing. This is on the same topic. Doug on YouTube. Yeah, I'm reading the YouTube chat right now.
Mm-hmm. Wow, YouTube. You haven't done that.
I haven't done it for a while. Doug says, I was in Jamaica in 2000 for MTV Spring Break when my dental appointment came up. When I went to reschedule, the dentist had retired. I have not been to a dentist since. No issues at all.
Whoa. I wonder how many years.
I'd like to hear more about the 2000. Spring. I'd like to hear more about the MTV Spring Break.
Jamaica.
How was that?
That sounds awesome.
That sounds incredible.
You need some close-up.
Sounds like he's. Can we still get close-up?
We buy them this tours.
All right, what do we got here?
That's Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at Newton's Lawn Care. Please call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297 for all your lawn care needs this summer and fall. Was he in the garage this morning,
yep,
Bill?
Doing burpees.
Burpees.
He does 30 morning burpees. Workout. He does 30 burpees before he goes out and hits it. You know what kind of shape he's in.
He's in shape.
He's in great shape. He's got seven kids. He's doing burpees in the in there. We're going to install. Laura talked about it. She goes, let's just put a little stove and a little kitchenette in there in the garage. So he has something to work with. Like if he wants to make some cinnamon rolls in the morning or something.
Or in case he's gets kicked out by his wife.
Right. Yeah. Gotta have a backup spot. It's important.
Nice to have a kitchenette.
Yeah, so we're talking about that. Andrew, Laura. I'll get back to you. Laura's on that.
Laura. Kind. Very kind. Kind-hearted.
Very kind.
Ben, you just sit there and be quiet.
Yeah,
Ben, you lost your privileges.
Ben, you're going to have a long day. If you think that rallied you back, just saying 8 to 6 to 8.
That was good, though.
That's good. Yeah,
thanks for that. But
that was a start. Yeah. 8 to 6 on the tickets, Jake.
Yep.
We'll have to talk about the spillover.
Okay, well, we'll talk. Or I'll just give you a dollar to go fill the meter. You can do that. It works.
I have change.
Okay, well, that works, too. Yeah. We'll get to some SEC Media Days here in a little bit. But before that, I was reading a list of most indispensable Huskers going through the offseason as we get closer to fall camp. And 24/7 Sports says three of their top five most indispensable Huskers are on the either offensive or defensive line. Now, this show, thanks to Bill's coining the phrase, mass kicks ass. We understand how important the trenches are to win in college football. Mm-hmm. So I would ask to the listeners and you guys in terms of your thoughts on this upcoming season. How does Nebraska stack up right now in the trenches on both sides?
I mean, obviously 24/7 Sports thinks well. I think well. Do you know who they are?
Ben Hart would be in the top five.
Right, we know that.
Nash Hutmacher on the defensive side.
Did they list him or do we know?
They have not listed him. He'll be in the top five. Okay. So he's at least fourth or better.
So I was thinking this out last night. The good news is it's not really easy to determine a third. Like, I don't know who that third would be. I mean, it's good news because it could be one of a few people. Ty Robinson.
Ty Robinson's an option.
I mean, it could be Teddy.
I believe they had Jamari Butler at number five.
It could be
on their list.
Jamari Butler. It could be Ben Scott. It could be all those guys. God, it's interesting that if they would go to Jamari Butler
at fifth, saw him.
Yeah, that's smart. That would be the right play, but most people don't make the right play. Jamari Butler doesn't get enough credit, but he should be in that top five. So yeah, they're good. They're situated well up front. They're not great up front. They're good. I mean, see, Ben's looking down. He's not. He's disappointed. Yeah. I said that, Ben. They don't. I don't know that they have an all American, like a Sue and a Crick. You know, that's great. Those players are great players. They have good ones. It'd be nice, maybe one of those guys ascends. You know, Bill would tell you players aren't static. Sometimes they get worse. Sometimes they get way better. So maybe one of those guys will get way better, right?
The thing that stands out about all those names, like Ben Scott would be the only one that's been here for a year, but the rest of them have been here a long time.
Right.
Old dudes.
Yeah, long time.
Old.
You know all their names. It's not like, well, it's a new guy. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Those guys are all veteran dudes, and that also is an advantage.
Yeah.
It's a huge advantage.
Yeah, pretty much across. I mean, if you just look across the board, Teddy's – I mean, we call him Teddy. You don't even have to say Prochazka.
Teddy.
Yeah, it's just Teddy. So what's that tell you? He's been here a long time. Ben Scott's an old guy. Ben Hart has started 41 games. The next start he makes, he'll set the record for most starts by a Nebraska offensive lineman. And some of that's COVID, you know, he gets an extra year and all that crap. But he has started 41 games. Now, Mazuka, veteran player, he has started at Florida and Baylor. Don't know if he'll be a starting guard, but he's got a great chance. Now, Justin Evans doesn't have a ton of experience, but I think he started four or five games. But, yeah, it's a veteran line, and up front on defense is kind of the same thing. You have a bunch of – I mean, when you trot out Robinson, Hutmacher, and Jamari Butler, it's really good-looking line.
Good-looking, absolutely.
Yeah. So, yeah, they're good in the trenches. I'd like to see him be great. I want to see what greatness looks like again.
Is that possible this year or not?
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, those guys got to go to another level. You know, another level for Jamari Butler would be going from 5.5 sacks, which he had last year. How about 10? If you get 10, that's greatness.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's you're making a bigger difference. 5.5 is good. It led the team. But it's not, you know, it's not eye-popping. I mean, we forgot what it looks like, I think, Jake. I think you forgot what greatness looks like.
I kind of did.
Remember Randy Gregory?
I do. He was
remember
very good.
Remember 13 sacks?
Could have been a first-round pick.
What'd that look like? It was incredible
it was
to
awesome.
Watch. Yeah, Randy was incredible to watch. And Bill would tell you.
Am I going to push back?
I don't think so. Yeah, when you have a guy like Randy Gregory, the offensive, they have to slant their blocking toward that guy. It opens up things for everybody else. Malik Collins could be great. He had greatness at times. Malik was a great player at times. I don't know if there's a Malik Collins on that team. How many years has Malik played in the NFL? He's made a zillion dollars.
He's made
a zillion dollars because he was a great player. Now, is there somebody on there that 10 years from now we're going to say is still playing in the NFL? I don't know. There might be. It would be somebody that has to take his game to another level, though.
You haven't heard much conversation about guys who are impressive in their first years in Cam Lenhart and Principal Umam Mielen.
I think Lenhart, I would expect more from Lenhart right now than Principal. Principal's good. I mean, he's really twitchy. and so is Lenhart. But Lenhart, I think I'd expect more from Lenhart right now. That's just a prediction based on what I've heard. Principal's good, though. I mean, but he's not a lineman. He's more, yeah. he's a linebacker now. I mean, it gets confusing. It's really confusing sometimes because they move guys around so much. I find in the media that we always do that thing where we try to project it too deep, you know, and it's harder these days because the guys don't play static positions as much. In the secondary, it's a little harder, you know. Now they have the Jack linebacker, and you think Prince, is he a lineman? Not really. He's a Jack now, you know. So, but he'll come up to the line of scrimmage a lot. Am I getting this right?
Yeah, you're right.
Bam. Bam.
Sports.
Football. So, yeah, but they're good up front. They're good up front.
Yeah, for many years, you said people have complained about the offensive line just not being good
enough. Well, it hasn't been good enough.
Like you said, though, they have a lot of starts, a lot of experience coming back, and they were better last year, felt like.
I mean, I'd just like to see greatness, you know? I'd like to see greatness. We'll see if we see that. We haven't seen it in so long that I swear to God, I think you have forgot. You know, I mean, you're a little younger, and I was just blessed to cover them when they were freaky. Mm-hmm. Bill was coaching there. They were freaky when they had Wiegert and Stye and Jake. I mean, it was, come on, man. I mean, it was Alabama. It was Georgia. And that's what you hope that it can get back to. I don't know. We'll see. Those guys, I'd love to see Nash and Robinson and Jamari all take a step up. And if they all do, okay, now it could get really interesting, you know. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, I mean, you saw Cam Jurgens go in the second round, 2 years ago?
Yeah, Jurgens is a guy that got better and better.
He did, but it hasn't been enough guys on the offensive line just getting drafted, even being NFL-level players for many years. Jurgens is one example of a guy that was, though.
Starting center.
Yeah.
Right now.
And he got better and better. You know, he kept getting, but he's probably still getting better. And that's what has to happen. Guys keep getting better. Bill just coached them for years. They do. I think we do this thing in the media where we see a guy and say, you know, this is what he's got. Then you don't leave open the possibility that, no, that's not that he could have there's a lot more there, right?
Developmental is way more on the, it's at every position, but way more. It's like, you know, like offensive lineman comes in, true freshman like that. Should be ready to go, right? Ooh, that's a lot. That's a lot. In the Big Ten, going to go play up front, offense or defense?
Good God.
That's a lot. Yeah. Especially when you're putting hands on people every snap. It's a lot. Especially when you play inside defensively compared to on the edge.
You coach there. You coach at those other places, too. Mm-hmm. They're grown men at Wisconsin. Like, they got kids. I mean, they got houses and kids, and they know what to do, you know?
A lot of large human beings.
Oh, yeah. LSU, yes. Same
yeah,
thing.
So
LSU.
You throw Grant Bricks out there? I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it takes a real special one to do that.
When I was at LSU, our offensive line won the Joe Moore Award for the total overall. I think Michigan's won it twice. I've been national championship year 2019.
They won the Joe Moore Award?
Yeah, they had dudes all the way across.
What'd that look like?
It was pretty. When they came out, it was kind of fun. It's kind of fun. Plus, they were great guys. So, yeah, it was awesome to get a chance to be around them.
Watch Michigan's line. Like, Michigan's line more so 2 seasons ago. But when they came out, you're like, okay. Now, it's not going to be easy to deal with. Yeah. They were rugged. Yeah, I didn't know that about LSU. They won the Joe Moore Award that year, and you had Joe Burrow, and you had those receivers.
That's why.
What's the score at halftime against Oklahoma? In the semifinal.
We had 49.
I remember I was at the Denver Nuggets game. I was at a Denver Nuggets game, and people were texting me like, what's going on with LSU in Oklahoma? It was making a huge impact. Like, I was just sitting in a Nuggets game, and random people were texting me about the game you were coaching in.
Offense.
They had 49 at halftime. 49 at halftime.
In a playoff game.
Against Oklahoma.
You had the... Jamar Chase won the Biletnikoff, and Justin Jefferson could have won the Biletnikoff. The two guys, they should have split it. Joe won the Heisman. We had the Joe Moore Award winner and then a first-round running back.
You should be embarrassed.
You know what it's like going against him every day defensively?
That'd be great.
You know what it's like? It's great. We're going to scrimmage. Awesome.
Can't wait.
This is awesome.
Lock those guys down.
Lock them down. Hey, cover them.
Come
Because remember, the other guy was Terrence Marshall. He was a second round draft pick. He's a second round draft pick. Second round draft pick.
You're defending that every day.
I can't wait to scream it. It'll be awesome.
It'll be awesome.
So happy about this.
Coach O looking at you. Get him stopped, Bill.
I'm trying.
I guess I didn't know that line was a Joe Moore Award winner.
Yes.
Dude, on top of all that.
Who is the main dude, can you say?
Probably Lloyd Cushenberry.
Okay. By the way, great
I think Lloyd's still with, I think he's still with the Broncos,
that's correct.
I believe.
Yep, center.
Yeah.
Wow.
But there was a lot. There was dudes.
Wow. So, Jake, yeah, that's the, I like that list, though. And I like the fact they got Jamari in the top five.
Number five.
And so you're saying that it's Ben Hart, Nash, and Jamari.
Yes. Those are the guys in the top five.
Those are the right guys.
So, before we get to break, Sip, you deserve a wonderful breakfast because you had no cavities from
syrup.
The dentist.
Get as much syrup as you want.
Yeah, you should load up on sugar and everything
Do
you want.
Do it. Give me the powdered sugar.
Syrup.
Get some syrup.
You know where you can go for that?
Hot syrup.
How about Early Bird 19th and K?
Early Bird gets the
pancake
hash hole.
I'll get to that. 19th and K, Sip. That's where you go for your feast this morning.
Do a feast.
Yeah, it's a feast today.
Especially once we get that ticket overturned, you'll have some extra money.
Yep.
Yes.
Breakfast, causing me stress.
Breakfast burritos, French toast, chicken fried steak.
Smothered.
Smothered chicken fried steak. Also, cinnamon roll pancakes and hash holes.
Ooh, changed it up a little bit.
I did,
today.
Yeah.
You went quicker.
Yeah. I did. Hash holes.
I like the...
like the extended one?
I like the England...
siren.
Siren.
Policeman.
Policeman.
Police car.
Wah, wah.
Hash hole.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. Also, brunch cocktails. You can celebrate your no cavities with a brunch cocktail also.
That'd be good.
19th and K. All six locations, three in Omaha, one in Lincoln, also a couple in Iowa. It's the best place to eat breakfast, brunch, or lunch in
Number
the Midwest.
One breakfast place in Lincoln's taking it over, and there could be possible. There's word of expansion. This thing's could be going national.
I will say I'm fascinated by it.
Did McDonald's start with 200 McDonald's?
No.
How many they start with?
I don't know.
One McDonald's. Absolutely.
Early Bird.
Yeah.
Early Bird.
Catch on.
Yes.
19th and K open every single day, 7 days a week, 6:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. And a massive amount of parking for free.
How about that?
No tickets for their parking.
How about that?
Imagine sitting there going like, sit here all day. You know why?
Take a little nap after breakfast.
Yeah, free parking right outside.
Car nap after breakfast.
That's right. Early Bird, 19th and K. When we come back, Greg Sankey. Still talking. What do you say now? That's next, an early break on the ticket. Hey.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.